Yeah, I remember the when it first came out, when it was WSL 1, it was Ubuntu only. But now WSL 2, they actually like somehow have like a custom like Linux kernel. It's using their, you know, behind the scenes, the technology is Hyper-V, you know, Windows native virtual, you know, virtual machine stuff. And but you know, Windows, like, you know, will make it nice because it's integrated. Like you were saying, you can go in the file manager. So I'm looking forward to trying that, because last time I played with WSL, you couldn't go into a file manager and edit files and things like that.
Yeah, it defaults to number 2 right now anyways, and if you want to go back to the old stuff, you physically have to tell it 1. And then also, too, there's another command out there that you can grab your USB devices and bring them into Linux, too. It's USB IPD. Write that one down. And so if you have, let's say, an SDR, which is what I'm doing, or you have a flash drive, or you have a sound card, or you have anything that's plugged into your Windows USB port, you can capture it from, you share it, and then you attach it, which is just 2 simple commands done in the PowerShell. And that is, so it makes it so you can bring your USB ports over to your Linux window too. Now granted, whatever USB devices you have, it's no longer available on the Windows side of things, but you just hit unbind, and then it brings it back to the Windows side of things. So, I mean, all this stuff, it just amazes me. There's got to be some really smart cookies out there that do this stuff.